Okay, today is April 19th, 2018. This is Lida Hill, Hebrew, Biblical Hebrew 1. All right, let's go ahead and do our Shema. All right. The central prayer of the Jewish people, the Shema. Let's do it. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevo, Malchuto, Leolam Vaed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. And we're going to do our Atoveh HaMetiv. All right. Yes, I did. I remember. Ready? Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Hatov VeHametiv. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who is good and who does good. Amen. And we will do some fun songs tonight. This is Anita's favorite song. And mine too. All right, we will turn this up a little bit. Hallelujah.
all young people, and they're really terrific performers, and they're very social. I mean, they're really really nice people. When you know afterwards, you go up and meet them, you know, and they bought their CD. You know, this was their first CD. They write their own music too.
They write.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, which is wonderful. And now they're going to introduce the second album. They're going to be at Kayla Ariel a week from Saturday, the 28th at 7:30 in the evening. So if anybody, it's a free concert. Anybody, you know, they'll just take a love offering.
Second Saturday?
28th.
A week from this coming Saturday.
You'll see these guys who sang that song. And they also sang the song, Doti Liba Anilo. You remember that?
So that's what time is it?
7:30.
Yes. And I promise I will email you that info, but I promise I will. Okay, so today actually is Iyar Khamesh. This is Iyar 5. Iyar is the month, a Hebrew month. Okay, Iyar. Here it's, the equivalent is May. When was Israel became a nation again? May 14. May 14, 1948. Okay, at that time, you know, when our calendar says May 14th, 1948, their calendar says Iyar 5. Okay, we do not have the same calendars. Okay, our calendar is the Gregorian calendar. Their calendar is based on the lunar, based on the moon. Okay, they do not have 365 days. It's less. Okay. We go with the solar, they go with the lunar. So I want us to sing this special song, Yerushalayim Shel Sahab. We sang this the other day.
So it's 70 years now, the anniversary.
70 years, and so there's dancing out there in the streets of Jerusalem all over.
Yes, all right.
Okay? All right, so let's go ahead and sing this song.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, for
beautiful song. Makes me cry all the time.
I know, it was very touching.
Yes. You know that this was written by Naomi Spencer? Naomi something.
Yes.
Sounds like.
On the Sea of Galilee, actually.
Yeah, and this almost became the national anthem of Israel.
Is
yes.
National anthem.
However, it did not. I will share with you the national anthem of Israel in a little bit. But Sir Levi, may you please open us up in prayer first?
Lord God, thank you for this day and thank you for this time. Pray that you would bless this time as we learn and help us to retain and keep us safe as we go home this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. First of all, the song that we sang first, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is what? An imperative. Yeah. Hallelujah. Remember, we pray. Yeah. And who is the personal, independent personal pronoun? He. But the use in this passage is praise him. Okay, that is Psalm 150. It says, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And tonight, wait a minute. We are tonight. And this morning in Israel, they're actually dancing into this tune. The highest praise. You know, praise him, it says here, for his mighty acts. And I just can't imagine. I wish I'm in Israel. Because every street corner, there's going to be dancing. And
I thought that was on the 14th, you said.
Yeah, but
no.
In the Jewish
their May 14th is their ER5. And it is ER5 now.
Okay.
The
Jewish
so
calendar.
It's according to the Hebrew calendar.
Hebrew calendar. It's not the Jewish calendar. It's called the Hebrew calendar.
Right. So now, what I want to share with you is the ER5. Okay, let's see here if I can remove this. Today is Yom Ha'atzma'ut. Yom is day. Ha'atzma'ut is independence. So it is Independence Day for Israel. Yes, they became a nation again. All right, so who was the first prime minister? You guys remember his name? David Ben Gurion. That's why we have the airport. Ben Gurion Airport. Okay, named after Ben Gurion. Iyar 5, the year 5708. In the Gentile calendar, that was May 14, 1948. Iyar 5, 5708. Okay. Israel was established as a nation once again after how many years? 2,000 years. Ben Gurion was the first prime minister of Israel. He was a secular Jew with a secular name, David Gruen. Okay? Mm-hmm. He was born in Poland in October 16, 1886. That's my sister's birthday, October 16. He arrived in Palestine in September 1906. He was named after Yosef Ben Gurion. He was Yosef Ben Gurion was the defender of Jerusalem in 70 AD. Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 70 AD when the temple was destroyed by the Romans. Okay, there's that one defender of that of Israel. His name is Yosef Ben Gurion. Now, during the inauguration, he read the following. There's Ben Gurion right here. You see this guy?
Oh, that's him.
And who is this? Do you remember this guy? Jan knows.
Theodore Herzl.
This is Theodore Herzl.
Oh,
he's one of the Zionists.
Mm-hmm. The Zionists.
One of the Zionists. One of those guys who fought for this. Okay? Now, this is what Ben-Gurion said during the inauguration. He said, placing our trust in the rock of Israel. Tzur, it's Israel, rock of Israel. We affix our signatures to this declaration at this session of the Provincial Council of State on the soil of the homeland in the city of Tel Aviv on this Shabbat evening. That was a Shabbat. Erev Shabbat, when they got their independence. The fifth day of Iyar, 5,708. Year 5,708. And he said what? They affixed their signatures. One of the signatures, one of them did it in Hebrew. I think this is it. But it's in cursive. Okay. Uh-huh. See, these are all the signatures of those people present at that time during the inauguration of their independence. That Erev Shabbat. Isn't that? Look at this. The Lord gave them rest. Finally. Rest. Iyar 5. After 2,000 years. He also urged the Israelis to study the Bible in order to understand themselves and their homeland. The Bible was their what?
That's
textbook
their history, yeah.
To learn who they are.
Yeah.
He made it a law to make Hebrew their national language. He banned the Yiddish language. Okay? And that is, it happened after the Declaration of Independence that the Yiddish language was banned. And this is really beautiful because not too many people know about this. But anyway, do you remember this? Something like this? This is the emblem of the nation of Israel. It's their national emblem. And the menorah is right there in the middle. Yes. And this is Israel. And what do you think these two leaves are? Olive branches. This is taken directly from Zechariah 4. Let me read this to you.
Yes.
Now the angel who talked with me came back and awakened me as a man who is wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, "What do you see?" So I said, "I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left." Taken directly from the book of Zechariah, their national emblem. Okay. Now, let's talk about the national anthem. Ha-tikva. Okay, ha-tikva. Tikva means hope. The ha there is the article the. Okay, the hope. Himnon is anthem right here. Himnon, like from the word hymn. Okay, the national hymn of the Israeli people. And this is the song. And we are going to sing this tonight.
That's the national anthem.
Yehudi, Homilia, Fatih.
Song that we just sang. Oh, wait. I need to close that.
Deposit.
Yeah. I close it. Sorry. This is what we sang. As long as the Jewish spirit is yearning in the heart with eyes turned toward the east, looking towards Zion, then our hope, the hope for 2,000 years, that's a 2,000-year-old hope, will not be lost. To be free, to be a free people in our land, the land of Zion in Yerushalayim. This is their national anthem. They did not lose hope. Now, I want to read to you a passage in Jeremiah. Again, the emblem is from Zechariah. The song, Hatikva, the hope, is from Jeremiah 31:17. It says, "There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border." And it happened. And today, or tonight, is the 70th year. And it's very symbolic because finally Jerusalem is being what? Recognized as the capital of Israel. It's all converging before our eyes. Something marvelous is going to happen. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Yes.
It's just something for everybody to think about, that everyone as believers are all grafted in to the commonwealth of Israel.
Yes.
So all of you, right, all of us in this room are part of this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are grafted in. You see that olive tree? We're grafted into that olive tree in that emblem. Mm-hmm. It's very, very, for me, it's, I don't know, I'm very emotional today, tonight. Levi and I were talking about the word Atzmaut. This one. Yom Ha'atzmaut. This is the article, the. And this is the root of this word. Ayin, Tzadi, and Mem. Do you know that this means bone? Ezekiel 37. What was the prophecy about the dry bones. They will become alive again.
Yes.
And Yom Hatzma'ut means to them it is the day of independence. But the thing is, for me, I'm seeing a different thing here. It's the day when they become living again. Because etzem means bones. Bone. And the ut here is just the ending to make this an abstract noun. Anywhere you look at it, there's always meaning in everything. Their song, their emblem, and the Day of Independence is pointing to the book of Ezekiel. The emblem is pointing to Zechariah, and their hope is pointing at Jeremiah. It's all based in the Tanakh. Whew, anyway, praise the Lord. He is coming back soon, and he is going to save all Israel based on Romans 11:25-26. Okay, so tonight, let me go ahead and remove that. I hope you like that little lecture. Praise the Lord. So we are going to take a look at our past lesson. It's called the Yiktol, and Yiktol is a borrowed word that we're using for imperfect tense. Okay? Imperfect tense means it hasn't happened yet. Okay? The perfect tense is what? The katal. And it's a borrowed word too for past tense. So the yiktol, we have ektol is I will kill. Okay? Tiktol is you will kill Jerry Levy. This is second person, masculine singular. Tiktali, and you will kill. Yiktol, he will kill. Tiktol, she will kill. And now you need to be careful with this because the second person, masculine singular, and the third person, feminine singular, the same. So how are you going to find out which one? Context. Now, the first person common plural, we, is niktol. That means we will kill. And the second person masculine plural, tiktalu, you will kill. Okay, second person feminine plural is tiktolna, you will kill, Cora. And then the third person, they will kill, is yiktalu. Notice, third person, masculine singular, starts with a yod. Third person, masculine plural, starts with a yod. Okay? Yiktol, yiktalu. Okay? Now, third person, feminine plural. They will kill women, group of women, they are going to kill something. Tiktolna. Again. You, second person, feminine plural is tiktolna, same as the third person, feminine plural, tiktolna. All right? So now, I wrote something here. Look at the board and look at the prefixes that we have. We have aleph, we have yod, we have tav, and we have nun. Okay? Those prefixes. And I call it Eitan. Okay? Aleph, Yod, Tav, and Nun. So when you see a verb with those prefixes, you go, aha, you are a yiktol. Aha, you are imperfect tense. Okay? Eitan. Okay? The Nun is for we will kill. The Tav is for second masculine singular, second feminine singular, and then the third person here. There's a lot of tab there, huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes. Tab, 1 aleph, and 1 nun, and 2 yods. Eitan. Don't forget that. Okay? So let's take look at some examples here. It's not here. How is not here. Sorry, guys. Do you want me to go back to Yechtol and review it a little bit, or do you want to go with the new lesson?
Go back. We need more review.
You want to go back?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here. Now you see all my notes.
Yeah.
So many. Yeah. Okay, I think it's the one. Yes. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Yechtol again. There are two types of Yechtol, the E-O and the E-A, right? Yechtol and Yishma, okay? So, Yechtol, or the imperfect tense, could be he will hear, or he shall hear, or he hears, or he would hear. Again, Hebrew is not like English. In English, we have names for each of these, right? We have the present tense. We have the future tense. And he would hear is what? It's a modal, right? Okay. There is a future perfect tense. He would have heard, right? But Hebrew, no. They have yechtol for future. And it includes all these types of future tense. Okay, so let's take a look at this example here. Let's read this. Ready? Vatomer gam ligmalecha. Esh av ad ish. Oh, im. I'm sorry. Im. I'm just testing you guys. Okay, im kilu. Okay. Lishtot. Let's talk. Okay. So you see that in the red is in the red in English. Okay. The root letter shin, aleph, and bet has something to do with drawing water from the well. Okay. Ushabtimayim besason vimayne. Remember that? And we will draw water from the well of salvation. Sha'ab. So this one has the the aleph prefix. Remember, the aleph prefix is found on what? First person common singular. So eshav means I will draw. Okay, and she said, I will draw for your camels. You see here, gamal. That is camel. Mm-hmm. The la here is the preposition to. Gamel is camel, and the kha is the suffix, pronominal suffix you or your, to your camels. Okay? And gam means also. Gam. Gamani, gamani. Me too. Gam. Mm-hmm. Gam ani. Ani is I, gam is also. So when I say gam ani, it says also I, but we do not say also I. We say me too, gam ani. Okay? So batomer gam ligmalecha eshav ad imkilu leshtot. Okay? So ad here mean is until they will have finished drinking. Kilu. Kilu is actually past tense. That means they finished. Okay, im is if. Okay, and lishtot is to drink. So this translation here, Okay, it's not literal, but we have to do it this way so we will understand it more. Because if we do it literally, okay. And she said also to your camels, I will draw until if they are finished to drink. That's literal, word for word. I translated it. But you don't want, you know, when you translate it in English especially, it has to be smooth. Okay, so this is the example of our e'a. Remember we have the iktol and the yishma, yiktol and yishma. You see here it is an a sound, not an o. It's not eshov like ektol. No, this is eshav. Okay? So let's take a look at this. Let's read. Vayomer Eli to me. Adonai. Okay. Asher Hithalakhti. Lefanav. Yishlach Malacho Itach. Okay, and he said to me, okay, but Bayomer Elav. This word is the verb. It's a narrative. And he said, Eli is to me. Okay? Adonai, or the Lord, Asher, who hit halakti. Okay, hit halakti is, this is a katal. This is a past tense. Remember katalti? Katalti, I killed. Hit halakti, I have walked. Okay? I have walked. Lepanav is before him. Yishlach, okay? Yishlach, this is our yiktol in the first common singular. In the third masculine singular. Why do I know? Because it starts with a yod. This is the yiktol. Okay? Only it's not the e-o, it's the e-a. Yishlach. Now, what do you mean by the root word shin, lamed, and chet? When you put that together as a word, it is? Sending, yeah, okay. So this is third person masculine singular, yishlach, meaning he, future tense, he will send. Very good. He will send. What is he going to send? He's going to send his angels, malacho, itach, with you. Okay, so this is our third person masculine singular in the future tense. He will send something. Okay, this case is an angel. So we have the esh av, first person common singular. We have the yishlach, third person masculine singular. He will send. Okay, so let's read this one again. Very good. Vato mer Sarah Sechoch Assassin is never right. This is a okay, this is a sin. Asa Li Elohim Call Hashomea Yitzchak Li. All right. So we see that this red word here is a what? What? Let's parse it. Is it first person, second person, third person? What person is this? I mean.
First person.
First person starts with the Aleph. This is third person because we have a clue. Remember, Yod is third person. Okay, so the root letters, Sadi, Chet, and Kuf, it has something to do with
laughter
or laughing. Okay, so now it has a prefix Yod, so this is a Yitol. This is a future tense on the third masculine singular. So what do you mean by this word? It's a verb.
He will laugh.
All right. Okay. So this is Sarah talking here, and there's a direct speech. You see this quotation? Okay. And Sarah said, God has made laughter. You see this word? Tsechok. Look at this. Sadi, Chet, and Kuf. Sadi. Yes. If this is a kamatz, this is the proper name of Isaac Yitzchak. But this is not a kamatz. This is a patak. So this is a verb. He will laugh. Okay. And Sarah said, "God has made laughter for me. All who hear will laugh with me," because she was what, 90 years old, and she became pregnant. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so that's too long. Let's do a small one. Okay, ready?
Vayomar.
The other one is Vayomer. Adonai.
Hagoy.
I am a goy, a Gentile, okay, or a nation, okay. Ooh. Gam. Tzadik. Taharog. Okay, so here, the word in red, taharog, is a verb which is indicating future tense. And let's investigate. It starts with a tav. Remember, we have eitan. And then the tav normally is what? Second person, right? Okay, here, and he said, Vayomar, and he said, Lord Adonai, Hagoy Gam Tzadik Taharog. Okay. Here, the word taharog is, this is actually, you see this hey with this vowel point underneath? This is your question mark. This is an interrogative hey. Hagoy gam tzadik taharog? Nation also righteous shall you kill or shall you destroy? So this is Abraham asking the Lord to what? Not to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, because who's there?
Lot
is there. So God is bargaining. Abraham is bargaining with God. What if there's 50, 40, and then going down? Okay, Abraham. If there's how many? Five or ten? Yeah, I'm not going to destroy it. Okay, so taharog here is the second person masculine singular. You will destroy. Now, you will be asking me, ay, 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 what happened to the iktol and the ishma? Yiktol and the yishma. Okay, this is a different form. Because this is in, it's the root letter starts with a weak letter hey, taharog. Okay? So that's another example. Okay, let's see. So now I like this one. Let's read. Lo tir. This is a tzadi. Lo tirtzach. Lo tirtzach. Lo tirtzach. And then lo tin'af. Okay? And then lo tignov. Lo tachmud. Beit Re'echa. Okay. This is part of the Ten Commandments. Lo tirtzach, lo tin'af, lo tignov, lo tachmud, beit re'echa. Okay. You see the ta, 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 ta? This is second person masculine singular. God is talking to who? To the nation of Israel. That is a collective. Okay, he's talking to one nation. And he's saying, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, and you shall not covet your neighbor's house. Okay, this is in Exodus. Okay, so this actually, you will be thinking, okay, so that's yiktol, so that's future. Okay, in this context, this is not future tense. Okay, this is called a language of the law. Okay, it says here, you shall. Okay, it's language of the law, meaning that it's a decree forever. It's not future, it's right now. Okay, so you see this word tachmod? This is a prefix. If we bring this down, we have cha, ma, and da, right? This is the root word for the name of Muhammad. Muhammad is from the Chamed. Chamed. And the word Chamed means covet. Right here. Thou shalt not covet. Lo tachmod. Okay? So the name Ahmed is also the same root, Chamad. Chet, Mem, Dalet. It has the root of covetousness. Okay? So the word Muhammad and Muhammadanism, remember? It has the root in this word of covetousness. Interesting, huh? Okay, so let me go back there. So you see the I'a form, tirtzach, like the yishma. This is tin'af, like the yishma form. Now, tignov is the yiktol form, the eo. Okay, but only this is in the second masculine singular person. Okay? So let's see here. All right, so I like this one. Let's read. Vayomer Elohim El Abraham Ve'ata et Veriti Tish Mor. So there are two people here talking, right? So this is second person masculine singular, right? This is again a direct speech. Okay, Vayomer Elohim. And God said, Vayomer Elohim, to who? El Abraham, to Abraham. Now here is the start here, the start of the direct speech. Ve'ata, and you, okay, and or as for you. Et veriti tishmor. So in the red is our future tense. In the second masculine singular, okay? And this root, shin, mem, and resh, means what? To keep or to obey, okay, or to guard. Okay, so what God is saying here is for Abraham to keep God's covenant. And God said to Abraham, and as for you, my commandment, you will keep, or you will guard, or you will obey. Okay, so it's funny because this is Abraham, right? Do you know that Abraham kept all the commandments and... Got stuck.
Sorry.
It's okay. Okay. So this is Genesis 17, right? And God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall what? Keep my covenant. In Genesis 26, verse 5, because Abraham obeyed my voice. This is God speaking. And kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And that's Abraham. The commandments were written by what? By whom? Moses, right? But Abraham already kept it in Genesis. Genesis 26. So he knows the laws, his commandments, his statutes, before it was even given to the Israelites. Okay? And look, Genesis 17. Okay, this was his command. To keep all, you know, to keep God's covenant. Okay, so that's that. Let's take a look at a different lesson. Let's see here. I like this because this is our present tense. Okay, so we have the past tense. We have the future tense. We had what? We studied the imperatives, the commands, remember?
Yeah.
Now let's take a look at what we call participles, okay? So the participles are the ing words, okay? The ing. Walking, singing, driving, studying, learning. The ing, all right? So let's take a look here. And this is the form of the masculine singular participle. Okay, so let's look at this. Participles can be verbs, nouns, or adjectives. Take a look at this sentence. It says, Moses was talking. Talking is what? The verb. Okay? Moses was talking with God on Mount Sinai. Okay, here it says, talking with God was a trying experience. So talking here is the noun, and trying is an adjective. Right? So in Hebrew, when you see this type, okay, a verb, that is the ing word or participles. Not necessarily just the present tense, okay? Because we have the ing verb, the ing noun, and the ing adjective. So again, there goes Hebrew again. It's very, very thrifty. In English, we have all these words, but in Hebrew, it's only participle, the ing. All right? So let's take a look here. Now, this is a little guy here, and this little guy can be saying I. Okay? And he's a man. He's a male. And I can also say, you, Debbie, you're a man. Or I can also say, he, Jerry, he's a guy. And he's doing this, Kotel. This form is an ing word. So when we put this in the verb form, the ing verb, we say Kotel. So Levi can say, Ani kotel, I am killing. Or I can tell Levi, Ata kotel, you are killing. And I can tell you a story, and I will say, Jerry, he kotel, he is killing. You got the idea?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So, three independent personal pronouns. Ani, ata, who can use kotel. I am killing, you are killing, he is killing. Now, you notice that there is a different way of writing it with the kolam vav. It's the same, with or without kolam vav. This is what we call full spelling. And this is not, we call this, I forgot the word, plenty or something like that. This is full spelling. And this is defective spell word. Okay, so let's take a look. I can say, I am killing. Ani kotelet. The guys say kotel, but the ladies will say kotelet. Okay? Ani kotelet. At kotelet. He. No, this is he. He kotelet. I am killing, you are killing, she is killing. The chicken. Okay? Okay, so never mind the bottom one. This is kotla. We don't use this, okay? Okay, kotel. Remember, kotel is for the guys. Masculine. Masculine singular. Kotelet is for the ladies. Feminine singular. Got it? Yes. Okay, and we will stop there because it's 8 o'clock. And we have cookies. Kotel is for the guys, kotelet is for the girls, okay? Come on, guys. Have some cookies.
Too much temptation. I think I'll skip. Yes,
good. So we have the past tense, we have the future tense, we have the, we can call this present tense, participle, the ing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Go for it.
Can I? Okay, thank you. I was going to ask.
Go for it. There's plenty.
Thank you.
Black
bring some people. It's not a full concert. This is concert.
Yeah.
There's gonna be dancing. I'm there.